I'm going to say something which may sound very controversial. Has the church moved away from what we are supposed to do and become more of a performance and a concert for people? Now, I'm not against big churches having great, you know, concerts or anything. No, in general, something that God's been talking to me a lot is that, and I've been challenging myself. Sometimes, you know, the pastor does his thing, the worship leader does his thing. Sometimes we come, we get kind of, you know, people come to church, get a bit excited, tickled, and everyone goes home happy. But is that what church is? Or is there something more in Christianity? Is there something else that Jesus has called us to be and do? What do you think? Something more. And I believe... Showbiz. I believe God's called us to something more. And, you know, God's been challenging my heart in that sense, and that's discipleship. Making disciples. You know, and what I want to share this morning is really about God who sends out people, who disciples people. And let's start with Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And I would encourage you to take these scriptures down, go home, read them, see what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, first of all. See, there are certain commandments in the Bible that Jesus gave us. Right? Bible, boho agnya tiyena Jesus wahanse apita dunna. And, you know, we call this the Great Commission. And what does Jesus ask us to do here? Jesus wants to say, what does Jesus ask us to do here? If you turn to that, you can read that. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded with you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. All right? So what is Jesus telling us here from this scripture? Jesus wants to say, "Metana me pade munada apita kiyanne paudgalikawa." What is he speaking to you? What is the Holy Spirit showing you from this portion? Simply, what is he saying? Make disciples. Make disciples. Right? He's saying, make disciples. Whom is he telling this to? The disciples. How many disciples do we have in church today? Disciples of Jesus. Seriously, are you a disciple of Jesus? Jackie, are you a disciple of Jesus? Yes. Yes. Right? You were scared to put your hand up, not knowing if you're a disciple or not. Other than Sheridan. But, you know, first of all, be sure who you are. Be sure who you are. Right? We are all disciples. Api okkoma Yesus wahansege golayan. And he's asked us to make other disciples. Right now, the good thing is you don't have to do it alone. Honda de tama apita meka taniyen karanna avashya naha. Why? Because Jesus said, I am with you always, even until the end of this age. Right? Now, Matthew 16, 18 tells us, Jesus says, I will build my church. Matthew dasaya dahata kiyenawa, mama mage sabawa godanaganawa kiyala. And I've been looking at these kind of scriptures and thinking, okay, so what is our responsibility? What is God calling me to do? Devyan manse monada mama kandawanne karanna. And he's calling me to make disciples. At the end of the day, you know, the big concerts, everything is fine. But if we have not taken responsibility to make disciples of Jesus, if we have not helped people to be a disciple of Jesus, we have lost or we have failed our responsibility. Ape wagakima api athapasu karala tiyenne. And you begin to wonder, okay, so but Pastor, that's your responsibility. No, it's each one of us. Even children. You know, I'm getting shunned to disciple some of the younger kids now. You know, and that's because, and it's about helping another follow Jesus. It's about helping your friend discover Jesus, and not only helping them to discover, but saying, hey, let me walk with you. Let me walk with you so that you can discover him. You can follow him. Do you agree with me? Because God has, you know, God has touched us. He has revealed himself to us. And I believe it's not only for me to have a good time. I believe it's not only for me to get saved and forget about the rest of the world. But it's also for me to bring life to someone else. Tava connect jeevane again. And this is something that God's been really, really talking to me about disciples. See, Jesus invested in the disciples. Those disciples made other disciples. And that's how it grows. That's how the life of Jesus goes from generation to generation to generation. And that's what God is calling or has called each one of us to be, a disciple who makes another disciple. Amen. Everyone silent. Sorry? You know, I was even thinking this morning, you know, there's a couple of scriptures I'm putting before you because it'll all come together. This morning I was reading another portion from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Eka Korinthi Dahatara, Visihaya Visihata. And something that really struck me, Paul says, how is it then, brethren and sisteren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. He says, let all things be done for edification. Right? And he's saying, you know, it said, do everything to encourage somebody. But what really struck me was, when we come together, right? And again, I'm addressing the kind of the concert format of church, the performance, you know, in the pure love thing, the performance. When we come to church, we have a responsibility. Api sabhavata enakota apita wagakimak thibenawa. Church is not just, okay, I'm going to go, let pastor preach. He better have a good word for me so that I can go back. But church is about family. It's about community. And when we come together, it doesn't matter whether it's Sunday service, whether it's Bible study. But it's saying, I want to bring something. I'm called to bring something so that together, it's complete. Yam deyak mama genen none. Api ekras wenakota. Mama laba ganna vitarak enne neha. I don't only come to receive. I also come to give. Mama laba dennat enwa. Laba ganna vitarak neve. Laba dennat enwa. And that's what Paul is saying. How is it, you know? And everyone brings something different. Everyone doesn't bring a word. Imagine if all of us want to stand up and start preaching. No, everyone brings something different, something unique. So that together you begin to bless somebody. You begin to give as much as you receive. If not, what happens is you come to church and you begin to judge church. oh, that's not good, this is not good. And you begin to have an attitude of, this is not good, I'm going to another church to get something. When that doesn't work there, let's go to another place. But God has called us into community. God has called us into relationship. God has, you know, church is what happens at in Rainer's Lane on a Thursday evening. Church is what happens on a Friday evening at Sashi's house. When two or three gather in my name, there I will be. And that is church. Sabhava kiyanne irida vitarak neve. And what I'm saying is, our focus is not only on the Sunday, but we want to make disciples. We want to make you disciples who make other disciples. And that's what God's called us to. You know, Sheridan was sharing with me this morning. She had got a few of her friends and you were having a sewing class. Okay, a sewing. Huh? It's going to be every Friday. Do they know Jesus? No. But she prays over the place. Right? She wears this t-shirt called Serve the City, hoping, ask me, ask me. No one has asked her right now, but they will. That's discipleship. She's first going. Palamini me ayanoa. And she's having an environment where she can then suddenly say, hey, yeah, you know, it's about this. She's waiting for that opportunity. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, what's our theme this year? Get the church out of the church. Right? And that's what it is. That because God is calling us to impact our communities. He's calling us to change where we live. Not just to bring people into church. No. It's about you being there for them. You beginning a community of people there. This morning, when we drove up down our road, I was at the traffic lights, and there's this guy going on a bicycle, and I smiled at him, right? And I get scolded by my family sometimes when I do that, but he starts smiling back, and then he comes, and so I put my shutter down, and he said, "Who are you?" Right? Okay, walk out there. So I said, "Hi, I'm Sureka. What's your name?" Right? He said, "He's Ewan." And he said, "Do you live here?" And you know, we just started talking, and he's like all smiles. He said, "Oh, you know, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to do a circuit training." So I said, "Oh, I'm going to church in the morning." And he says, "Oh, so will you have a curry after that?" When you reach out and make yourself available, people will respond. Sometimes not immediately, but they will. And we prayed as we were coming, "Lord, let our paths meet again so that we can invite him for a curry." Because that may be the opportunity he will have to meet Jesus. And it just began to happen. You know, we're going to encourage you to start praying for your streets in the next few weeks. Right? As you walk down, begin to pray for homes. Begin to pray. Because it's about impacting where you live. And so going back to the scripture, that's something that I really saw. Being there for somebody. Bringing something to the table. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 23. Episapahe, dahate sita visituna. You know, it says, "Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." Ephesians 5, 18 to 23. Right? "But be filled with the Spirit." Atme purnavanna. And do what? "Speaking to one another." In? Come on. Let's pump up the volume. Ephesians 5:18-23. "Be filled with the Spirit and do what? Speak to one another." In psalms, hymns, and spiritual. What did I ask you all to do this morning? I said, speak a word to each other. Right? And look at this. "Making melody in your heart to the Lord." Right? You're connecting to the Lord, giving thanks for all things. Stuti dime and silu dena. This is not good. No. Praise God. I'm glad I'm with family. You know, we can go to Kazakhstan. We will be going to Poland. We can go to Kenya. I can go preaching in different Four Square churches, but there's no church like my church, which is my home church. We miss it because this is where we belong. I love being in different churches, but that's not home for me. This is home. Right? Me magi gedarai. And you know, that's the kind of the ownership that I have, that I'm part of a family here. That I'm not alone. You know, within Foursquare, we are removing the word denomination. We're calling ourselves the Foursquare family. Isn't that right, Osa? Because we are family. We can be of whatever color, whatever size. We are family. And that's powerful. Right? So he's saying, giving thanks to the Lord for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 21. We see ekwana pade balanna. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Now, as soon as you say submit in the modern day terminology, right? It's like, I'm not going to submit to anybody. But the biblical understanding of submission is coming under the covering, coming under the protection. Yathathwima kiyanne kenekge rakavaranaya yatatata paminima. Right? So here's what the word is saying. It's saying submitting to whom? To each other. Right? And what it's saying is you come under the protection of one another. You come under the covering of one another. Praise God. Why? Because we first come under the covering of whom? Of Jesus. Right? So, unfortunately, I don't have a thing. So, we come under the covering of Jesus. And then each one of us, we cover each other. That's what church is. That's what discipleship is. Golatve kiyanne ekai. Sabhava kiyanne ekai. Thav kenek venuwe mama eyata arakshawa denawa. Thav kenek mata arakshawa denawa. Church is not, I don't care about anybody else. I go, I come. No. Church is about, I care about someone else. If Jesus is truly in our hearts, he will lead us to care about somebody else. Above my selfishness, above my, you know, pride. And you know, that word is so powerful. They are submitting to one another. You know, we get excited about being filled with the Spirit. If you're filled with the Spirit, you will submit to another. Oba aathme poorna vela nan oba thawa kenekta yatahat wenawa. It kicks out pride. It kicks out self. And it's saying, hey, Joseph, I want to be there for you. I want to be there for you. I want to cover you in prayer. You know, you all know that I've started this school of ministry with some of our young people. And, you know, you can be young at heart, okay? Yeah, Sheridan, you can be young at heart. And one of the things that they've been doing over the last 2 months is praying for one another. It's not just prayer. It's saying, I want to be there for you. I want to get to know you. I want to cover you because that's my responsibility. You know, have you ever thought of that? You have a responsibility to be responsible for somebody else in this church. If God's called you here, you have a responsibility God's given you. Devyan wanse wagakimak dila tiyena thawa kenek gana salakanna thawa kenekwa araksha karanna. Hallelujah. You know, that's the uniqueness of church. That's the uniqueness in Jesus. Jesus wahanse tula. Vitarai e wage dewal apita bala ganna puluwan. අපිට අත්දකින්න පුළුවන්. And you know, church is in Fulham on a Wednesday night. You can have 3 people, but there are 3 disciples there. Covering each other. Looking after each other. And so God has called us to be disciples. Not only to be a disciple, but also to disciple, to make disciples of men. And it's not just that God has said, okay, you begin to do this. Right? Deviyan wahanse nikan kiyala ne me karanna kiyala. It's because God is, that's who God is. Right? And it's about going to where people are. When you look at the Bible, right from Genesis to Revelation, there is an aspect of being sent. Right? Utpatti indan elidarao pota kiyona kota apita peenawa metana tiyenawa sent yavime pratipattiyak eka hariyata me yavana pratipattiyak you know God himself sent himself right from the book of Genesis you know God came to where Adam and Eve were. He sent himself. Look at Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Yesaya haye ekesi data. See, Isaiah has an encounter with God. Yesaya ta deviyan wahanse samaga muna gasimak tibenawa. And Isaiah sees the glory of God. Deviyan wahanse wa dakina unwahansege mahimaya dakkala kiyenawa. Ayyo mama kawuda? You know, I'm a man of unclean lips. Magi apavitra tol tiyenne. And he sees that he's not good enough. How many of us feel we are not good enough to disciple somebody? How many of you would have been discipled by Peter? Yes. But yet it's the Holy Spirit in you. It's Jesus in you. Right? And God touches his lips and you know he... And then... God says, your sin is purged. Obe papaya ivat karati benne. And look at verse 8. And I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Mama kawda arinne. Kawda ma apavenuen yanne. And I believe that's a question God will place before us. Who will go for us? When you disciple somebody, it's not just, okay, pastor is asking me. But you are going because Jesus is sending you. You are going because Jesus is saying, go. Who will go for us? I want you to be a part of what we are doing. That's what the Lord is saying, telling us. He's telling the whole world in that. So when you disciple, when you do your art class, you are gone because Jesus has commissioned you. And each one of us has a commission from the Lord. And this concept of that you're sent is amazing. John 3:16, God so loved the world. Johan tune dasa, God so loved the world that he sent. Again. Can you see? Jesus was sent to where we are. Beyond where he was. Right, Jesus was sent. The verse we read in Matthew, go therefore. Interesting, there's a sending. Yanna, ayyo yanna. Ekane mathe upat mathe upali kiyanne. Go therefore is ascending again. The disciples, and next week I'm going to look at that. The disciples were sent in Acts 1:8, but they were to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. But they were sent to go and preach the word to every nation, to every tribe. See, when Jesus came after his resurrection, what are the first words he told the disciples? Yesus wahanse kurusipat vela malunge negitla awata passe monada unwahanse kiwe goleyanta? John 20:21. John 20:21. Let's turn to that. Hallelujah. As the Father has sent me, I am now sending. Can you see the authority flowing? When I spoke about submission to each other, I said we submit to Jesus, therefore we submit to one another. Now you can see it's going one step higher. The Father sends Jesus, and Jesus sends us. Right? Piyanan putreya vevanoa, putreya apavevanoa. How many of you never thought of that? You know, it's a special calling. It's a special sending. Eka visheshita kandavimak neda. You're not just sharing trying to help someone follow Jesus. You are doing that because Jesus has given you that freedom to do that. And so you see right through Scripture this aspect of being sent. And what I want you to do even this week is begin to think about this. Megana hitanna balanna. Begin to pray upon it. Being sent. And you know, Krishan and I, we go to nations, but you're sent to where you are. Your neighborhood, your office, your school, where you work. You're sent to that place to be a difference, to make a difference. You have so many friends around you. You're sent to them. And it's asking yourself, okay, Lord, what next? What next, Lord? But it's also saying, I want to touch them in a way that it will impact them for eternity. Not to hit them with the Bible. No. It's loving them, caring for them, helping them to discover what you have discovered. Because we are all sent. And sometimes, you know, I was looking at some of the excuses. It's like, oh, I don't have time for this. You know what? Like I said a few weeks ago, make time if you don't have time. Reorder your life priorities. Jesus had the time. It's about relation. And here the beautiful thing, all this is not about church as per se. It's not about a building. It's about relationship. It's about relationship. You know, if we begin to see, yeah, it's about discipleship. It's about me helping someone else to follow Jesus. Our perception changes. Our perception changes. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. You have one thing that you can say. How Jesus has made a difference in your life. And how Jesus can make a difference in their life. By you touching them and Jesus touching them through you. Sometimes we say, what if they reject me? What if they think I'm crazy? Well, be bold. Love them, care for them. Love them till they ask the question. Prema karanne ekalam prashne ahanakan. It's useless us having good friends and us not being able to touch them so that they get to know the love of God. And it's not about, do you want to accept Jesus? No. Would you like to know more about God's love? Do you want to experience that love that I'm experiencing? Nah, I don't want to. But that will cause them to come back to you one day. Right? It's about saying, hey, he's made a difference in my life and I want to share that with you. No one wants to listen. Love them, love them, and love them. They will listen one day. They will listen to your actions, sometimes more than the words. And then they'll say, why are you doing this? I'm being so nasty to you. Why are you still loving me? Or you may say, well, that's not for me. It is for you. Because someone took the time to say, hey, this is for you. No, but I'm not evangelist. Jesus didn't say only evangelists go make disciples. He said, go make disciples. It's for everyone. You know, Laksiri, you know, you all know Laksiri. And his son is like 4 or 5. He's spoken to a little girl in his kindergarten. Right? And that little girl has said, I want to go to Sunday school. Parents are Hindus of that little girl. So they drop this little girl at Laksiri's place on a Sunday morning so that this little girl can go to Sunday school. Now, if that little child can do that, and here's the thing, it's not about bringing people to church. They first meet Jesus. Church is where we fellowship. Church is where we feed. But out there is where we disciple. We train you how to disciple. Ephesians, you know, it says, you know, the gift of pastors, evangelists, is to bring edification, to bring encouragement to the church, and to build the church. But you are there. I am there. Ewing is out there. If I tell Ewing to come to Living Waters, you say, hey, man, I can't come all that way. I'll come for a curry to your house. Okay, come. See, how many... The sudden thought that came, right? How many times did Jesus invite people to the synagogue? How many times did Jesus invite people to the synagogue? How many times did Jesus introduce the Father to people? All the time. What am I saying? What's the scripture telling us? That's where it starts. Then of course we come to church because we need fellowship. We need each other. Do not forsake the gathering together. But church can be anywhere. Sunday, this is not our primary focus. Discipling is our primary focus. Because this service will be lost one day. But your soul is eternal. You following Jesus is eternal. It's about discipling. Saying, hey, come on, let me help you to follow Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Spirit is talking to you today. But he's been talking to me like crazy. Not allowing me to sleep even at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know it's a lot because you're up at 4 and you're wide awake. And you know it's not jet lag. And it begins with love. God so loved the world that he sent. You love your friends so much that you send that you're sent. It's out of love. It's not a task. It's not a task. It's out of compassion. It's out of love. And so I'm going to stop there because much more stuff to share with you. And I will continue next Sunday. But what did you hear this morning? You know, one more thing and then I'll stop. I'm like Paul, you know. Finally, and you know, there are 2 more chapters. Sorry? I know, Mark of Sri Lankan. I think Nigerians also, I think I like that. We say goodbye and then we are like halfway between the door, we are stopped and we are having a chat. And then at the door, we are having another chat. I think we are all like that. You know, I was telling, I think Sheridan or Perrin, I can't remember, because I was challenged at our European convention. I said, what if one Sunday we don't have service? But you have service in your home, in a coffee shop. And when I mean service, not you know, the format like we do, where we invite a few people, have a meal, right? Organize it properly. This is again my thinking out of the box. And within that context, Hey guys, you know, did you hear about how I was healed? Would you like to hear about it? No? Okay, you then. But they can say, why, what happened? You introduce Jesus. You begin to touch and disciple people that way. Krishani does that with her friends. They just meet. They pour out their hearts and she's like, okay. They don't go to church. But she's introducing Jesus to them. And saying, okay, this is what he would do. The Dunstable Downs is kind of her current church at the moment. It can be anywhere. God sent us. Jesus has sent us. He sent us to places. And that's why the Trinity will ask, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, Lord, send me. And this morning, that's a question I leave with you. Begin to pray for your friends and say, Lord, give me opportunity. And I leave that question with you. Who will go before? Who will go for us? Apavenuen, kaude anne. Let's pray.
Praise you, God. No, Sean, it's okay.
You also sit then. Thank you, Lord. Let's just close our eyes for a few minutes. What did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Suddhatmana vahanse obata kumakta katha karayada? Not just what I spoke, but what did the Lord speak to you? How will that change your life today? How will that change your life today? And what is the specific prayer that you would want someone to pray for you for that area? Ada munada suddhatman wahanse katha kare obata. Eken obe jeevithaye keseida wenas wenne ada? ඔබේ යාඥාව කුමක්ද මේ උදෑසන? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, send me, Lord. The disciples were sent. And this morning, we have already been sent. It's not that Jesus is sending us now, we have already been sent. And Father, this morning I pray over everyone here that this will be a beginning of a hunger, of a desire to be someone who can disciple another, someone who will introduce Jesus to another. And Lord, some of us are scared, some of us don't know what to do. But Jesus, you said that your Spirit will teach us. That your Spirit will give us opportunity. And I pray that they will have those opportunities like this morning what I had. Lord, give us creative minds, creative hearts. Lord, send us. Lord, we want to go. We want to take that commission to go make disciples. I pray you bless this week for everyone, Lord, who's here, who's not here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
Okay, so we have these family friends who are very old friends of Anne's who come to London twice a year. And every time they come, they take us out to dinner, right? And we never talk about the church thing. It's not a thing. They know all about Anne. They were with her sort of around that they know all about Anne, right, when she got saved and the whole thing. Yeah, and when I got saved, and so they've seen the whole thing. But anyway, she had breast cancer, and she came to, she happened to be at the house when Helen Melahouris came over one year, and Helen prayed for her. But we've never heard anything about that since. And we were at dinner with them on Friday night, and we were I talked about Rajith and them coming to heal, and how I got healed and how Arthur got healed. And she said, well, you know, I remember when Helen prayed for me, I definitely felt something. I was definitely, you know, felt like I had healing through that. And she did, she got healed from breast cancer. But she, but to think that she would even acknowledge that 5 years later, it's so, so what I'm saying in saying that to encourage you is, if God is asking you to do something, like lay hands on someone or share something with someone, do it, because you may never even see the fruit of that, but you have planted something that God has told you to plant in somebody, and you're part of that part of their path. Does that make sense? So even if you don't see the outcome of that, even if you don't know what happens from that, if God asks you to do that, just do it, because that's all he's asking you to do. He's not asking you to bash them overhead with Bible or drag them to church or whatever. He's asking you to just be part of the process sometimes, and that's all.
Praise God. Praise God.